For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Over the last few days, as Memphis has commemorated the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s death, this national media event has also become a platform for activists of all kinds. This afternoon, as we look back on the last few days, journalists Meredith Husser and Aaron Conway join me to talk about the political side of this occasion, some of the goals and outcomes of the representative groups who attended. Meredith, you believe there was a common theme at many of these rallies.
Of all the speakers that I heard this week, every single one of them at least mentioned the youth and how they are energized and motivated by the surge in youth activism as of recently. So most specifically at the Mountaintop event at Mason Temple Tuesday night, Martin Luther King III and Bernice King both talked about the importance of supporting the youth in their activism of today.
You talked to Bernice King, and I think she seemed to register a kind of frustration with the lack of focus. Let's hear.
You really strategize and focus and decide on what to tackle, you know, in an order, because you can't tackle 10 things at one time. It's just hot. No matter how many people you have, you just can't. One or two successes is what's going to give fervor to that movement and hope. And that's what's needed right now.
And it seems with so many different hashtag movements right now that focus is going to be hard to get. At Mason Temple, Martin Luther King III mentioned creating this new kind of voting bloc.
I believe the coalition of Black Lives Matter, the Me Too movement, of these young people who are mobilizing all across the country, they're going to get registered, and we're going to see folks coming to the polls like never before.
Was this a goal this week, to bring people together?
Intersectionality was a huge topic brought up throughout the week in terms of movement building through intersecting movements. So whether that's for racial equality, economic equality, none of these injustices exist in silos. All of these movements based in injustices, there is this real push for them to join together.
Well, let me ask, did you see any protesters or activists from these other groups, these other movements?
So this is maybe an aspiration that was talked about by the leaders, but in terms of representation at MLK 50 this week, I did not see a real diversity in representation of movements.
Let me turn now to Aaron Conway. The labor movement and unions had a big turnout here, multiple events, rallies. What was their goal, do you think?
The message I got from the numerous people I interviewed, from union workers to the general public who were attending this rally, was that things have changed in the past 50 years, but not nearly as much as the public would have hoped. One woman I spoke to, Kathy Spicer, she's a member of the NAACP and a grandmother. She had a really interesting quote.
You know, I've seen some change, but I'm so disappointed that not a major change. 50 years! And we're fighting for the same things.
So that really spoke out to me. And that was kind of the general tone I got from a lot of the people I spoke to.
So is there the feeling that now that the media circus is over, we're still going to be talking about these issues next week or next year?
One of the messages that really got across was that this is just the tip of the iceberg. After this week is over, the message these union workers, these labor workers, they're not going to stop here. They're going to continue to speak their voices. They're going to continue to boost up the youth so they can pass on the message. They're going to make sure their voices are heard in the White House, in the different areas of our government, until equality is reached.
Reporters Aaron Conway and Meredith Husser. Read their coverage of MLK 50 on our website, wknofm.org. I'm Christopher Blank.